The resurrection of Jesus Christ is what gives us the ultimate hope. It's the proof of Jesus' words where he said, "If you will believe in me, I will give you eternal life. I have the authority to lay down my life and to take it up again. No one takes my life from me. I give it up and I will be raised again." You see, this is the proof of our hope. Sometimes our salvation comes at a time where it seems that all hope is lost, but then the resurrected Jesus comes into our life. Listen to what happened on that resurrection morning when Mary stood at the sepulcher weeping. Chapter 20, verse 11. But Mary stood without at the sepulcher, and she was weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulcher and sees two angels in white sitting, the one at the head, the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said unto her, "Woman, why do you weep?" And she said unto them, "Because they've taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him." And when she had thus said, she turned herself back, and she saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. And Jesus said unto her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom do you seek?" And she supposed him to be the gardener, and said unto him, "Sir, if you have taken him from here, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." And Jesus said unto her, "Mary." She turned herself and said unto him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Master." And Jesus said unto her, "Touch me not, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and to your God." And Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. You see, at just the right time, Jesus came into the world. At just the right time, he died for our sins. At just the right time, he was raised from the dead. And at just the right time, he revealed himself unto Mary. It's the same with us. At just the right time, Jesus has come into our life. Oh, receive him. Don't turn him away, for he loves you, and he's risen again, and his words are true. And if you'll follow him, you will receive eternal life with the Father. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that Jesus paid the price. And as I think about his resurrection, it proves to me that his words are true. If I believe in him and follow him, I will have eternal life from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen.